live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Literally, the moment we started this show, I got breaking news, but I'm going to tell you about it after the first break because I got to read this before I talk about it here on the air. But in the meantime, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here today, tons of stuff. Wanted to start off by offering my condolences to all the friends and family of Scott Williams. He had been the co-author of a number of books. He'd worked very closely with the Wrestling Observer over many years. He'd been on the show. Very, very sad story there. Dave Meltzer is scheduled to be on the show here today at about 20 after, so we can talk to him about that. But a very sad story. I guess walked outside last night and never came back in. 49 years old, I believe. So we'll talk about Scott Williams on the show today. Very sad story. We've got a lot of news yesterday in talking about the Del Rio suspension. Before the day had even ended, both Del Rio and Paige had been suspended for wellness violations by WWE. Shocking coincidence, on her birthday, no less. We'll talk about that on the show here today. The whole situation with Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz, if you did not see it yesterday, and I don't know how you could not have if you've been on Twitter, there was a wild bottle-throwing battle at the UFC press conference with Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz. Don't know what to say about it that I haven't said all day yesterday, but we'll talk about that on the program today. We'll take your phone calls as well. If you want to call in about any of this stuff, the studio line, 425-488-0525. Toll free, we are at 844-411-5411. And the text message line, 425-780-7566. News after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh.
Sorry. New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 2727. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2727.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car, because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Also noted on Twitter here, somebody brought up another terrible story over the last couple of days. The death of Chael Sonnen's newborn daughter. Another horrible story. Apparently, mom had contracted listeria, I believe, and the baby was born and fought for a few days and then passed away. So another terrible story. Our best wishes to Chael Sonnen. He was just on the show a couple of days ago, so that's horrible. So there's that today. There's the death of Scott Williams that we'll talk about with Dave a little bit later. And just got news that Eva Marie, of all people, was just suspended by WWE for a wellness policy violation. This just came out, confirmed by WWE, which I guess means we don't have to worry about the Eva Marie deal for four more weeks. I wonder if her guy will announce on SmackDown that Eva Marie will not be appearing for 4 weeks due to a wellness policy violation.
I hope so.
We now have, over the course of 2 days, Alberto Del Rio, Paige, and Eva Marie all suspended. And as I talked about on the show yesterday, I had been told, I don't think this person actually knew, but maybe they did. But very shortly after Brock Lesnar got popped and it made all of these headlines, I had been told that it's very, very likely there's going to be a round of WWE drug testing very, very quickly. And sure enough, three individuals popped, all in a two-day period. Maybe there's more to come. I don't even know. Maybe these results are still coming back. But Eva Marie, of all people, now suspended by WWE.
This isn't exactly the same thing as Dixie Carter telling everybody that if she hears one more Fire Russo chant from the crowd, that somebody else besides Russo is getting fired. But, you know, thanks, Brock. Not to say that people shouldn't be suspended or that people shouldn't be tested, but the idea that Brock Lesnar tested positive, who already is not heart and soul in the wrestling biz or WWE or exactly one of the boys type of deal, that he goes and tests positive while fighting for the UFC, and he comes back and he's got the contract that says he can't be suspended, or there's only certain things, you know, conduct-wise or test-wise that he could be suspended for. And, you know, that leads to a round of tests because he got popped, that it's, you know, dropping other people. It is somewhat, I don't know, amusing probably isn't the right word. I guess standing here as an outsider, I guess it is somewhat amusing. You know, if there was anybody that didn't like Brock for the situation or had some jealousy or was not upset or happy with him being around in the situation, I can't imagine what they think of him right now.
I just think it's amazing. I get annoyed that whenever somebody brings up the Brock Lesnar drug testing USADA exemption deal, because people hear the word exemption, they don't know anything about the story, and they just presume that Brock Lesnar was never tested. Now, how he would fail two drug tests while never being tested is another story entirely. The four-month window was waived, but the guy was still tested five times before the Mark Hunt fight. Not only that, but he failed the last tests, not the first tests. So if they had tested him earlier, God only knows, he may have passed all of those. The exemption didn't help him one bit, is my point. I mean, the fact that he got popped after the fight ended, that's a USADA deal in terms of it takes him forever to get these results back. This could have happened to anybody. These were the final tests that he failed for, not the first tests. So it likely was something that had to do with weight cutting, and as his weight got down, I guess
things come out. You know,
things
that, there's
come
a-
out, whatever. But the point is, it's one thing to not understand that. Whenever I have people saying, oh my God, this is so unfair, this exemption, you don't get it. However, if you want to say this is so not fair that Brock Lesnar is not being suspended by WWE because contractually he is not subject to the WWE wellness policy, but Del Rio, Paige, and Eva Marie all got suspended over the last couple of days, yeah, you can shout unfair off the rooftop far and wide. Go for it. That's really ridiculous, actually.
It is, but then again...
And you know, let me say one other thing. I hate to interrupt you, but I got to get this off my chest.
Do it.
So, Brock Lesnar, and this is not an accusation, okay? This is just, I find this interesting. When it was reported that Brock Lesnar was not subject to the wellness policy because he is not a regular performer. I mean, I guess they have different performer contracts, but in WWE's latest filings, their latest financial filings, they mention that Triple H just signed a brand new one-year talent contract. Yet, Triple H is also not subject to the wellness policy because he doesn't have a talent contract. So I guess it's a different kind of talent contract. I guess he must have signed a part-time talent contract, which I guess is the same one that Brock Lesnar signed, and I guess Vince McMahon and everybody else has signed this other kind of talent contract, but
I think Vince had that one. That, I think
he
that
does.
Was the whole,
it's just that, weird. Yeah.
That was the whole thing behind Vince of like, you know, well, are they testing Vince? Like, well, no, he's part-time in his office. And it's like, well, come on.
He's not off. He's signed a talent contract. So is Triple H. So is Stephanie McMahon.
But
I guess
also
it's, a,
on the
it's
board,
a part-timer
too.
Talent contract.
Exactly. It's, the board supersedes your talent contract, you understand. You know, that's how that one works. But, hey, you know, that's the life of an independent contractor. I assume you can treat a lot of these people how you would like it at a certain time. It's just this, it is rotten. It's rotten. You know, Del Rio Del Rio and Paige being the first two suspended in the way that they were, how it was announced. I'm not saying that there was anything shady there, but it's like, it is interesting that how I'm amazed sometimes on who I find out test positive and who I find out gets tested and who doesn't. I mean, I'm not throwing casting any shadows over the testing program or how it works or anything like that. But there always tends to be issues like this where it's amazing. The two of the people in the doghouse, the biggest doghouse that they have, Paige and Del Rio, end up being randomly tested in the first two pop. Now, I know somebody will immediately say Eva Marie or whatever. Yeah, hey, look.
Dude, Eva Marie and Roman Reigns.
But still,
these are totally opposite ends of the spectrum. Two of the people were totally in the doghouse, and one's the big dog. So
yeah, well,
look
how they have treated everybody else that's ever come back, including like Chris Masters and guys like that who have been popped. What they've done with them and what they did with Roman Reigns and the double standard that they had there. So you can't say that a double standard doesn't exist because it most certainly does.
Well, obviously it does if you've got one of these contracts. But this round of testing, it appears to be that if you were contracted, it doesn't matter if you were the top or the bottom.
But I don't think that the rounds of tests, I mean, are they really equal? I mean, did these tests all happen at the same time and we're getting them back? Now we're getting staggered suspensions because, they, you know, that.
Well, hey, listen.
Which, again, that's always been something cast against the program, too, if they suspend when they want to suspend.
Yeah, they do. They suspend whenever they want.
Which is ridiculous.
It is, but that's what they do.
I know.
I mean, they even said, I know everyone's sick of this. I know I'm the only one who cares, but I do care. They even announced that Del Rio's and Paige's suspensions were effective the next day. Like, yeah. Why would you do that? Your results came back, and you're suspended, and we're announcing it, but we're not suspending you until tomorrow. Why?
Your question was answered yesterday, then you're wondering about between the time we did this show and you started doing the show with Filthy Tom Lawlor about, like, why would they do this? Why would they? Because they still had Paige in the gun, you know, in the holster to shoot off, and they ended up doing that. And I think part of, I don't know if it's the birthday deal or what, but you can't tell me that those two things didn't tie together.
Well, I mean, they both got suspended effective the next day. It's just so strange. Why don't you suspend them? You're afraid one of them might come back a day early? Like, who cares? I don't think you're going to see Del Rio in WWE again. That's just speculation.
For both their sakes, I hope not.
Back in a moment with Dave, a Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer is joining us here today. We have news to talk about, but obviously, Dave, very sad to hear about Scott Williams.
Yeah, Scott was a great guy. He passed away last night, apparently of a heart attack. He was he'd worked with, you know, helped on the Observer forever, and had written a number of books on wrestling, autobiographies of Jim Duggan, Bill Watts, Terry Funk, history of ECW. He was actually really excited. I had just talked to him a week ago, And he was really excited about a project working with Greg Valentine. It would not have been a book on Greg Valentine as much as a book on Johnny Valentine, who, you know, Scott was just very intrigued by and was one of the great wrestlers of all time, but a name that is not mentioned much, and that's one of the reasons he was so excited about working with Greg. Johnny was Greg's father, about doing a book. And Scott was a great reporter. He worked as a managing editor for the Galveston County News, and just a real conscientious reporter. You know, he was a lawyer, but essentially got out of that trade and went back to the newspaper business because he didn't like representing people who were guilty. I mean, literally, that's what it was. And he just said he just couldn't deal with that, so he went back to the newspaper business because he's a very conscientious person.
We got a story on Scott Williams on the front page of the Observer site if you want to head up there and check that out. And we'll put some links up to his books, which are available on Amazon.com. And as far as news, I'm sure you just heard they popped Eva Marie for a wellness policy violation. And
Last night I had heard there was going to be a third person, and obviously she was the third person. I didn't get the name, but I don't know why it wasn't announced yesterday. I mean, because it was right after the announcement of Paige, I heard that there was going to be one more, and then it wasn't announced. So perhaps they'd already announced two in the same day, and they just figured that it was best to wait a day. I don't really know. But
hey, on our topic from last night, they announced that Paige and Del Rio were suspended effective today, and Eva is suspended effective today. There's something about Thursday, and somebody had suggested maybe it's an accounting deal.
I don't know. I mean, it's a weird one about, you know, Del Rio and Paige, and I don't know what the story is on it, but it is very weird. But so Eva's suspended. Well, I mean, Eva was going to be suspended yesterday, and they waited a day, so maybe, who knows? I mean, there's something probably up there, but I don't know exactly what the minutia of it is, other than so she's off the pay-per-view, so her debut is going to be pushed back another month, I guess.
God, that's ruined the whole division. They're down only five girls now.
It could be that they were all together, because Del Rio's been around when they do Total Divas, and obviously Eva Marie and Paige are both on the cast of Total Divas, and they go on location and do stuff. So perhaps, you know, it had something to do with that. I don't know.
Now, somebody had a question. Obviously, WWE and E are working together for Total Divas, but this should
not
affect...
This is not a work for Total Divas.
No. The question was, if they're still filming, this doesn't affect their ability to film.
That's a really good question. I don't know the answer. I'll ask about that. I don't know.
Now, I don't know if...
It wouldn't be... It could go either way, I suppose.
The New Observer is up right now. We can talk about that in a second. It's been a very busy last couple of days. I haven't even looked at it yet, but we've had a couple of questions, so I'll ask you in case it's in the Observer. The Dean Ambrose story, there's a story going around that there's a lot of heat on Dean Ambrose.
There's heat on Dean Ambrose in the sense of, I would say a lot of heat, but there's definitely heat on Dean Ambrose.
Over Brock Lesnar?
That was about the performance on the Austin show and several things. I mean, it was... being negative on creative, because that's Vince and Triple H, so that's personal, and the Lesnar thing, yeah.
So are you telling me that right now Dean Ambrose is not Vince McMahon's favorite wrestler?
I mean, the funny thing, I don't know, I don't know if that means they're taking the title off him on Sunday, but if they do take the title off him on Sunday, I would say it would 100% have to be because of, you know, it'd be the interview, because they weren't going to put that title on Dolph Ziggler, no way. And you know, so, but I don't think that they will, they weren't. I don't think that anyone was really happy with his performance on that show, but it was for different reasons. I mean, but, you know, you can't go on that show and call out creative too much, you know, although I guess Big Show did too. But, you know, ever since Big Show did that, where's he been? You know what I mean?
That's true. Now, have you heard anything?
Austin called out creative and you know, ended up, you know, then shows up at TV the next Monday, or actually didn't show up at TV the next Monday, and he had to do a job for Brock Lesnar, which made absolutely no sense in the world at the time, if you understood what the business was and everything like that. So it's like, Yeah, you. They don't take kindly to you calling out creative, especially on their own station.
Now, have you heard anything from the Austin side? I mean, was he frustrated with the way that the interview went?
Don't know a thing on the from the Austin side. Don't know what his thoughts are, no.
Because he kind of looked a little perturbed, but sometimes he always looks perturbed. I couldn't even tell.
You know, it's like when I watched, I thought that there was a moment here and there where he got frustrated with him. You know, just that he, because, you know, the interview didn't go smooth, and I think he's used to most of the time people, you know, it being smooth. And I think he thought that Ambrose was holding back on him, and which watching, I felt the same way. So perhaps, but, you know, I can't speak for him, and I don't know.
It's kind of interesting because if Ambrose was holding back on certain things, I mean, you would think that there would have to be a reason for it. He didn't want heat or he didn't want whatever. Or maybe he was just uncomfortable talking about it, but he certainly wasn't uncomfortable talking about other things, like creative.
Well, he didn't go into that much detail. I mean, realistically, he could have said a lot more about creative than he did, you know, but, he just said a little. But, yeah, I don't know. He didn't seem like someone who was really wanting to be open about his past, though. I mean, just in certain ways on things that were asked, I mean, he was, you know, there are certain subjects that he could talk about forever and then other ones where he shut down. But I think maybe everyone's like that a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's what kind of stood out, too, is if there are some things that he did that he knows he can't really answer because it's going to make him look bad to, you know, somebody in WWE, a kid or somebody like that, or they know he's going to get heat for that. Why, you know, there just seemed to be there was a generational gap. There was a lot. I'm not saying he was perfect. Dean Ambrose was perfect on the show or anything, but it's like, I'm almost looking at this as like, it was almost generational. There's a gap there that you either you liked Dean Ambrose and you understood what he was doing in the interview, or you liked him coming out of it just as much as you did going in, or you sided with Austin and you're wondering why this guy was standoffish. And it just seems to be a real age divide and a real, you know, legitimate divide between eras when discussing that show. And obviously the office in WWE and the people probably that are most upset about this are more towards Austin's era and generation of wrestling than Dean Ambrose's.
Could be. I mean, the one thing was is that wrestling has changed, and it's just hard to take the ball and run with it, so to speak, today. I mean, it even was with Austin, but Austin they got behind. And Austin, I guess they listened to, or when he demanded stuff. Because, you know, when you're such a big star, like you're Brock Lesnar, you can make a lot of demands and get away with it. But if you're somebody else, even Ambrose, and certainly Ambrose up until a month or two ago, you know, you're really not in a position to make demands. Now, perhaps, you know, a little bit, he could get a little bit more of what he wants because he's kind of proven that he's effective on top. But you know, it's like, I mean, Austin, you know, was able to fight for a lot of things which benefited his career, and I think he sees guys not fighting for it, not realizing that if he was, you know, a coming up now and he was in the mid card, I mean, if he'd been fighting for those things, he'd have, you know, it's very possible he'd have been like Drew Galloway, who was in that position fighting for things, and look at how his WWE career went.
I wanted to mention very quickly, in the New Observer, there's a big story about TNA, and it's been about a week now since the announcement of some big-time changes. What have you heard about people's reaction to Billy Corgan taking over?
Well, I mean, the talent, they had a meeting last week, and the talent was really enthused, but it was mostly new talent, because like someone said, like, you know, the older talent, they've seen that rah-rah speech many times before. You know, it's too early to make any judgment. I mean, I looked at, you know, the TV, and again, you got to watch the TV to see how it really plays out. The only thing I can say is when I look at the way the different championships were handled over the past week at the tapings, I would say certainly with the Knockouts title, you know, that's more very, very negative, but it's the Knockouts title. I don't know that it really matters that much. But the merging of the three titles and then the way they just did away with it, which will actually be, I believe, on tonight's show. That, you know, and I can't say I thought that was very positive at all. It's like you do these shows to have somebody have all three belts, and then all of a sudden you just give back the two belts. And, you know, it's like, what was the point of that other than, like, you know, trying to get a rating for 2 weeks? And I'm not really a fan of like desperation and whatever of doing angles to get a ratings for 2 weeks and then going back to what you did before. You know what I mean? Like, just it wasn't a very smooth storyline, and I don't even know that that's his fault. I mean, that may have been in the cards before, although he is part of creative, so it's just too early to make a judgment. Obviously, their issue isn't creative anyway. I mean, their issue is exposure. Their issue is redeeming the name of TNA, which is going to be really difficult to do, especially now that they're financially strapped. They're in a hole, and you know, it's not impossible to dig out of it, but to change the perception, you know, after all these years of people kind of seeing TNA as this failing company, you know, I would, you know, if it was me, I would change the name, and I would have a complete facelift. But it's so hard because to part of the facelift, you can't. If you have a facelift, you've got all the same characters. I mean, you can't all of a sudden, unless you just like replace the guys that you have with all kinds of new indie guys and start from scratch.
Well, listen, Dave, I want to thank you so much. We got to head to a break here, but I really appreciate it, and we'll talk about the Observer when we come back from the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
I had dreams and now they all come true.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury and safety Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with GEICO to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, GEICO has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at GEICO.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to take your phone calls, emails, text messages here in a moment. But first off, this is why you should listen to this show. You'll be ahead of the curve. I mentioned a couple of days ago that it was coming. Dudes claiming tainted meat. This right here from MMAFighting.com. It's already happened. Francisco Rivera is in hot water with USADA but poised to present a compelling defense. The UFC bantamweight was flagged by the agency for a potential anti-doping violation. The UFC announced Wednesday on its website. Maybe he was out with... Anyway, the statement said the potential violation is in relation to a July 23rd out-of-competition sample taken from Rivera. He told MMA Fighting on Wednesday night in a statement that he was told by USADA that he tested positive for clenbuterol. Rivera, 34, said he was vacationing in Mexico just before the drug test, which is significant. They issued a warning in 2011 that said China and Mexico have a serious problem with meat contaminated with clenbuterol, which is clinically used in some countries to treat breathing disorders in humans. Rivera said he ate meat on multiple occasions when he was in Mexico. Now, I'm not saying that this is not the reason. Maybe he went to Mexico and he ate meat, and that's why he popped for clenbuterol. I'm just saying that I told you this would happen.
It didn't take a genius, no offense, boss, to
what are you talking about?
This would happen.
I'm so ahead of the curve.
I'm going to tell you what. Yes, you're
I invented gravity.
Almost. Oh, man. These guys, I'll say this, are dudes, you're ruining it for everybody. You're just, it's too late now. They're going to have to, what's going to happen here very shortly is because of the way this is going, they're going to have to throw up very quickly rules that go, okay, the grace period is over. We don't care where you go. We don't care what you do. Either that, or they're going to have to come up with a limit of how much clenbuterol you can have in your system that may have possibly come from animal meat. I don't know what you can do here, but everybody is going to be using it. And I cannot believe, you know, meat is the new tainted supplement of choice now, as you know, this darn steak I ate.
Dude, crazy. Steak is a supplement. Give me a break.
Well, it is. That's true. Or else you gotta get your iron. Liver? Liver's hair terrible.
This person says all ped everything, as in PED. Coming out of the woodwork now today.
Oh, they were out there yesterday with Alberto Del Rio and Paige. This is going to be... And again, the fact that I want... A couple of people are tweeting some good things about, you know, where the announcer for Eva Marie could fit into this. You know, do you announce her for every show and then just have her not show up with an old school like...
He has 3 weeks left.
She burned a hole through the bottom of the cup when she handed it back. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Oh, boy.
All right, let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
Hi, this is John from Philly.
Yes, John.
Speaking of animal meat or animals in general, I think anyone out there who does not have a subscription to your website should
dead
do
meat.
It now. And it's worth it's worth the $10 alone for last night when you guys talked about wrestling bears.
Oh, yeah.
And the analysis of that. I thought that was probably the best audio and probably yours. Anyway,
that sends me.
That was great. But I've been obviously listening to your shows. Seemingly, like you have like three of them a day. So you've been kind of calling Connor out, saying that he is out of his mind. And I have to put that only because I think that I understand what you're saying, that you think he's out of his mind. But I think he should use different wording. When I think of out of your mind, I think of like Vanderlei Silva after he got caught. This guy, Conor McGregor, he talked about MMA Hour, and you can think about this. He is the most talked about guy in mixed martial arts, in boxing. Floyd Mayweather's making stupid gifts with him, and professional wrestling. He owns all three combat sports right now. And to say that he's out of his mind, I think that's kind of a stretch. Because
I also think it's kind of a stretch to say he's the most talked about guy in WWE. I mean, he was talked about for a couple of days, but we got far bigger fish to fry than Conor McGregor in WWE these days.
Well, he only tweeted once, and if let's say on Sunday he loses, and he calls out John Cena again, they're going. I mean, he can walk in. Theoretically, this guy can walk in Vince's office on Monday after he loses to Diaz and make more money than he did losing to
Well, if we're talking theoretically, you're wrong because he's under UFC contract, so he couldn't do that.
Well, not theoretically, hypothetically speaking.
I mean, hypothetically, Donald Trump could walk in and make a bunch of money for WWE. Actually, he'd probably lose a bunch of money for WWE, but that's another story entirely.
Remember, Mayweather had a worked number. It's not, everybody said he got. I mean, McGregor would get a great one-day paycheck for probably, a lot easier work than killing your body in a training camp and everything like that. And I'm not saying the UFC shouldn't pay these guys more and there shouldn't be more of a look at that. But with that said, it's not like he can cash out his whole career with one night in WWE marching into Vince's office. I mean, that's not exactly the line that would go, I don't think.
Listen, obviously Conor McGregor is being talked about more than anybody in UFC today, except for probably Nate Diaz, the two of them together. Obviously the pay-per-view Saturday is going to do huge business. Obviously he's going to make a lot of money. That's all great. And if he's happy getting all of that and also coming across as a total geek, then great. Before there was something about Conor where he was able to do all of this stuff, but he also had an aura about him. And his aura is fading quickly with his behavior. And listen, of all people in the world, there are plenty of guys who have done stupid things, and I don't know why. Me bringing this up about Conor McGregor, I think it's the Irish fans. I think it's the Irish fans. They're very, very upset with me that I'm bringing this up. No one gets upset when I bring this up about John Jones or anybody else, but man, you mentioned that Conor's losing it, and everybody's mad at you, everybody's yelling at you, everybody's upset. I don't get it.
Well,
I don't care. I don't get it.
I had a lot of Conor fatigue leading into before him pulling out of the fight. Now, for a moment, it's like, you know what? It looked like he was actually going to pick up what would be a noble cause. And I honestly, for a second, like an idiot, I got sucked into thinking that this guy, even though it was the wrong way to get there, could actually take this and maybe we could move forward. Because he did actually raise some legitimate questions. But he didn't, and it was all a work, and it was all whatever it was for him. And I don't think he's out of his mind crazy, but what I think is there is a lot of fatigue from a lot of people, and a lot of people looked at what took place yesterday as nothing more than old pro wrestling shtick. And in some ways, Conor does rule all the sports that way because it was the biggest clown show yesterday, and that was, and I'm not saying that they had set it up or anything like Michael Moore pounding on the dais and having that, the collapse in front of him, the podium collapse in front of him. I'm not saying it was all gimmicked up like that, but what I'm saying is that didn't feel like Jones and Cormier. That it just felt like a clown show, and that, unfortunately, when it comes to Conor, he's talking so much and it's so overbearing and it's so relentless that I know there's people that love it. And I'm not saying that, anything about his athleticism or him as a fighter or anything, but he better watch the quote unquote brand. And the UFC needs to watch the promotion because I don't think, especially if he gets starched again, which is very legitimately what could happen here against Nate Diaz for a second time. If he gets starched here, you start wondering, okay, is there actually a shelf life for this guy where even his fans may start turning on him if he continues to turn it up like this?
There's a shelf life for the guy. I just hate to see it go like this. It seemed like he had a clue. He has a clue. Don't get me wrong.
He does.
But
it's
this
just,
is,
you know
this
what?
Is, you know he what it is? To... He's cracking.
Well, no, he's
because he
not.
Knows he's going to lose again on Saturday.
That's possible.
And for the now guy that's... that goes, every time Brian picks against McGregor, I pick the other way because he's always wrong. All right, well, we'll see what happens. Because I was right the last time. We'll see what happens this time.
I don't know. I agree with you, though. I mean, and this
don't
is,
even get
this
me
is,
going on this Mendez fight. Give me a break.
This is a dumb fight for Conor to pick for again. But okay, we'll see what happens. And a dumb fight for the UFC, I think, to make too. When there were so many good ones at 145 and especially 155 for him to be facing Diaz again. Diaz has got more time for this fight, too. I know the Conor fans are, there's this, that, and the other. It's like, come on, you're giving Nate Diaz more time, too, which the only thing you can say about Nate Diaz giving him more time for a fight is there might be chance for him to get in trouble, you know, in the lead up to it. But I don't think that's obviously hasn't been the problem. We'll see what happens Saturday, which pay-per-view wise, too, we'll see what happens as well.
If you have any thoughts on the Cruiserweight Classic or NXT, you're welcome to give us a call. We have lines open for the next couple of minutes here before the end of the program. Impact is tonight. We have got, I don't know what we have. They've taped it, but I think it's Mahabali Shira and Eli Drake. Moose. OMG. The One Moose Gang. Which apparently I'm not making up. Against Eddie Edwards.
Thanks, Pope.
As well as a four-way ladder match for the tag team title shot at Bound for Glory, the Tribunal, the Hardys, the Broken Hardys, the Helms Dynasty, and the Bromans.
I can't wait to see the Broken Hardys on tour. I mean, there is one thing. I think if you live in the southern mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, the Broken Hardys.
And in the southeast, for God's sakes. I mean, I don't know how long they're going to be able to continue to ride this gimmick of Matt's, but I know that's where they do a lot of their indie wrestling. That's got to be absolutely amazing to see.
This person here says, as much as I enjoy Akira Tozawa, it's a real shame to see Jack Gallagher eliminated from the CWC. By the way, I was sad today to have to block someone on Twitter for yelling at me about my pronunciation of Gallagher. That is if you complain about pronunciations, it's an immediate block. I don't care if you're my mother. It's an immediate block on Twitter. These two had a great match that is being overlooked by all of these wellness shenanigans. Hey, it's not going to be overlooked when I watch it tonight. Trust me. I will talk about it tomorrow. I had people say it's going to be my favorite match of all time.
All time? Really?
That's what they said.
You couldn't, well, even if it was your favorite match of all time, would you admit to it, since you don't like admitting to such things, that you have any favorite matches?
Oh, on a weekly basis, I talk about my new favorite match of all time. But I don't rank them. I don't say, this is my new favorite match. Number two is now, da-da-da-da.
So you keep a running tally of this stuff?
I don't keep a running tally. That's the point. These violations.
Think of a match
says,
right now from your past. What comes to your mind?
A match that comes to my mind?
Yes.
Eva Marie not wrestling. First thing that popped in there. Because I read this tweet. Are we sure the suspension is not part of her gimmick? I am sure the suspension is not part of her gimmick.
Can you imagine? Oh, my God. So what's the excuse this week? She popped for a wellness violation. Let's go with it. Come on.
I've gotten a text for a week straight now about Sami Zayn. Why is he not on SummerSlam?
Why is Bray Wyatt not on SummerSlam? Why are a lot? There's 75. Maybe he can take Eva Marie's place in the six-man.
Yeah, this is not a scandal. They didn't have anything for him. They'll have something for him at the next show. So he's not suspended. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back, and it was a very busy and newsworthy day today. And there's a possibility it will be another busy news day tomorrow. So, don't miss Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We have daily replays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. We have a Saturday show, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. We have a Monday morning replay at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, I believe. All you have to do is go to sportsbyline.com. There is a full lineup of all of the Sports Byline programming, which you can listen to free 24/7 on the TuneIn radio app on your smartphone. So if you're listening to this show for the first time, go to the App Store, grab TuneIn Radio, and listen every single day to the program. There are links to listen live at WrestlingObserver.com and SportsByline.com as well. And if you love the show, you are missing out if you're not a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, because not only to get commercial-free replays of this program, but every single show that we have ever done, and I'm not just talking Wrestling Observer Live. We do Wrestling Observer Radio, Figure Four Daily, The Brian and Vinny Show, The Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, dozens of shows on the website, usually about 15 to 20 brand new shows every week, only for subscribers. And every one that we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available for you as a subscriber. You will never run out of wrestling and mixed martial arts audio or commentary about wrestlers, wrestling, bears. All of that at WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Mike as always, all the callers and listeners, Dave as always. We'll talk to you again tomorrow with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline at USA Radio Network.